Be careful who your Jesus is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Be careful who your Jesus is. All the disciples were calling upon Jesus and saying to Jesus, "Heal us, show us the way. We will follow you wherever you go. Wherever you lead us, we will go." And then he led them into inner peace. He led them into listening within. And they said, no, we want something more exciting than that. We want you to be the king of the Jews. We want you to be a leader. We want you to take over this Hebrew game that is being played here. We realize that you're a rabbi, and we realize that you are into the Hebrew teachings, and that you are not here to overthrow the teachings, but to show a new way. We realize that. Well, show us that new way so that we can sit on the right and left side of you when you are in heaven. Show us the way. Show us. Well, we haven't changed much since the days of the disciples. We are still asking an outward Jesus to show us the way. We are still praying to a Jesus that has long since told us that he must go so the Comforter can come. We don't believe what we read in the Bible. We don't believe what we hear. We don't believe what we know to be the truth. And we don't believe it primarily because of one thing. Because we want to interpret everything our way. And if we were just to listen to the simple phrases that the Bible gives us about how we can live our life in beautiful ways, both the Old Testament and the New Testament are just littered with wonderful concepts, wonderful statements of who and what we are. We are divine, we are told continuously. We are divinely created, we are divinely inspired, we are divinely living our lives. And yet, we keep falling back on the fact that we want Jesus to lead us. And so, we in our present day, not having a human physical Jesus to show us the way, even though he's as much in our heart as the Christ can ever be, we want to follow gurus and leaders all over. We want to follow leaders who seem to be very successful, leaders who seem to be very meaningful in their teaching. And we want to go and hear what they have to say. And all of the gurus and all of the teachers and all of the wise philosophers that we could meet along the way, and we do meet them along the way, say to us the same thing. Go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and he will reward you openly. We must go to the presence within. Go to the divine within us. And the divine within us is all knowledgeable, is all wisdom, is all genius, is all. And the divine within us shows us the way. But no, we have to do it our way. We have to follow the gurus from the Indian culture. We have to follow the gurus from the Native American Indians. We have to follow the Hebrews, we have to follow the Buddhists, we have to follow the various Christian faiths that have been offshoots of the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith in the beginnings. We have to follow all these things, and we go back into the teachings of all of these things that have shown us the way. And as we look and read and hear, the stories all have a semblance of similarity, whether they're the Muslims or whether they're the Arabic, no matter what it is, the Greek, the Romans, all nations, all countries, all teachings, all philosophies, come and tell us the same thing. Go within. Within you, within me, is the greatest teacher that I could ever aspire to learn from. Within me is the greatest leader that could ever show me which way I should go on the pathway of life. Within me is the healer. Within me is abundance. Within me is wholeness. Within me is the all. Now, am I ready to take the responsibility of listening within, of taking time for meditation and listening to the divine within me reveal itself to me in the pathway that is most significant for me. For me, the unique me, to follow. Well, our lives show us how well we listen. Our lives and our feelings of confidence, our feelings of belief in ourselves, our feelings of conviction, our feelings of self-righteousness tell us all too easily which side of the coin we're on, whether we're dancing or whether we're drowning. It all depends on where we allow ourselves to put our attention. Now, if we truly listen to the divine within us, the divine within us will give us a very unique story. Just as the divine within Jesus gave him a very unique story. The divine within all the great prophets and all the great teachers and all the great philosophers and leaders of man throughout all of time give each a most unique, positive, dynamic philosophy that directs their lives, that they share, they teach, they live. And as they live it, many people disagree. Many people feel that the particular philosophy or leader or guru or master or teacher that they have is the only teacher, and any other teacher is incorrect. Well, Jesus said, there are many flocks that I attend to all over the universe. We are one of these flocks. The people of all religious faiths are the same in the eyes of God. The people of all religious comprehensions and assertions are all one in the mind of the infinite. We are all one, and we walk that one road. And the Bible story that we tell to ourselves is the Bible story that tells us what is important, what is valuable and important for us. It tells us which Jesus we should follow. And truly, which Jesus should we follow? Have you got an idea of which divine leader, which divine teacher you're going to follow? Have you any idea which aspect of the universal consciousness you're going to take as the guide for your life and your world and your way? Well, if you know, you are blessed. And if you know, be the best, whatever that philosophy is that teaches you. Be the best Jew, be the best Christian, be the best Muslim, be the best Buddhist, be the best, whatever your philosophy may be, whatever it may be the best. And as you are the best, you will find that it will be a blessing 100% in your life, and you will be a blessing in the lives of all humanity, for you will see in them the finest, the best, just as you see it in yourself. And you will see the ideal man, just as you see it in yourself. Because this is where it is all at, this is where you are at, and this is what it matters. Walk that path today, and realize just how fantastic that path is for you, and what a glorious journey it is for you. And how exciting it is for you, and what it really means to you to be that. Yes, be careful who your Jesus is. If your Jesus stands outside of you, then the Christ is not within you that you are following. But if you're following the Christ within you, the Jesus within you, the ideal beingness that you are, you can be sure you're on the path leading to wholeness and perfection, right action and truth, all that is divine and good right now. Have a lovely day as you walk your way, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.